ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hi, it's Dr. Daria. Now, I am really excited about this next segment. It's part of our Busy Women's Guide feature, which we're basing on the blog that I'm writing, The Busy Women's Guide for Health and Sanity, which you can find on ShareCare and also on Huffington Post. From this, we get advice and tips for real-world, super-busy, successful women. So today, I'll be talking with Becky Blaylock, author of the book Dare, Straight Talk on Confidence, Courage, and Career for Women in Charge. Becky's here to give us her own advice for her extremely successful career, where she balanced being a top executive with raising a family. Becky, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Daria.
I want to first just jump in. Tell us a little bit about your life and story and what inspired you to write Dare.
You know, I am somebody that spent 33 years in corporate America, and I first entered the workforce in the 70s with a degree in business. And it seems commonplace today that a woman would do that, but I stumbled into a career in business through an internship. I had gone to college to be a social worker and did an internship with a marketing professor who convinced me to go into business. And so I changed my major and was fortunate to be hired by a Fortune 500 company, started at the very bottom, not knowing anybody, but was able to work my way up to the highest ratings in the company. I've retired as the chief information officer at the Fortune 500 company and had a very, very successful career. And when you're the first woman to hold a job in these corporations, you get asked a lot to go out and speak to young people and talk to them about your leadership style. And I would think, you know, well, I don't really have anything to share. I don't know what I'm going to talk to people about. And I found that just talking about my career journey and sharing some of my lessons learned was very helpful to other younger people as they were coming up the corporate ladder. In fact, I kind of liken it to driving a car. You know, you forget how much is involved in driving a car because you do it every day until you have to teach somebody. When my daughter turned 16, I had to teach her how to drive. All of a sudden, I thought, oh, my goodness. I forgot all that was involved. And so I began to capture things that I wanted to share one day when I retired. And so 18 months ago, my book was published by Jossie Bass and has since done extremely well. And I think it's because I am somebody who, you know, started at the very bottom and worked my way up to the top. And I think that some of the struggles that we have are very common across everybody. And so I try to provide some lessons that I think will help this next generation, particularly of women.
Yeah, and you're right.
Enter the C-suite in record numbers.
It's amazing, but we all face similar struggles. So what were some of those commonalities amongst the executives you interviewed?
Well, I interviewed 28 other highly successful women because I wanted to validate sort of what I've learned and make sure that it was true. And also worked with a psychiatrist who I validated ideas off. And one of the very common things, it's very human, is that we have about 65,000 thoughts a day on average. And about 80% of those thoughts, 80 to 85% of those thoughts, are negative. That communication with ourselves, well, we are constantly sending warnings. And that's how our species has survived through all these years of human development, is that fight-or-flight brain where we're convincing ourselves not to do something. And what you have to do is learn to recognize that for what it is. And if it's something that says, you know, it's a warning, says don't walk out in front of a car, you'll get hit, yes. But if it's something that says, no, don't take that risk at work, you know, you might embarrass yourself, learn to overlook those things. Act anyway. Because of the 28 women I interviewed, I asked them, I said, if you had a young woman entering the workforce today that you cared a lot about and you wanted her to be successful, what would be your single piece of advice? And over again, I heard them say, be willing to be outside of your comfort zone on a regular basis. That a comfort zone was a dangerous place to be. That you have to be willing to take risk and put yourself out there where you're not comfortable every single day, because that's where growth happens. That's where you get the experience that once you do something, then you get comfortable with it and you're ready for the next move. But if you're not willing to push outside that comfort zone on a pretty regular basis, you're never going to reach your full potential.
You're so right. And it's fascinating. My next Busy Woman's Guide for next week is about that negative self-talk that we all give ourselves and how to kind of quiet that and really be able to achieve your potential. So right on the money. Thank you for the segue into next week's blog piece. moving into some of the ways to actually achieve that, I know one of the things you mentioned is prioritization. You know, how can you make sure you are prioritizing the most important things?
Yeah, well, the first thing I tell people, really, there's kind of three things. The first thing is you got to begin within. And that, you know, and what was very frustrating to me is, as a senior executive, many times I was called on to mentor and coach other young women. And the first question I'd ask them, well, what is it that you want? Mm-hmm. And over again, I heard the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah, you have to know what you're asking for.
If you don't have a clear view of what it is that you want, then you're never going to get there. So the first thing is you have to begin within and really think about, you know, what it is that you'd like to achieve with your life, or what it is you want to achieve with your career. Because you have to think bigger than you think you can, because, you know, those 65,000 thoughts are telling us over and over again you can't do it. You know, and truth of the matter is, sometimes people ask me, they say, what do you know now that you wish you'd known as you were starting out? And the first thing I tell them is that everyone's faking it. To some extent, everybody's faking it. That you have to be willing to act your way into a new way of thinking and think bigger than you think you can, because you can accomplish so much more than you think you can. But you've got to be able to envision it, and then you've got to be able to focus on it every single day and communicate it to other people, because if you will communicate it to other people, they'll help you. As they see opportunities come along that may help you down that particular path. So the first thing is begin within. The second thing is that you've got to be willing to step outside that comfort zone that I talked about and do that on a regular basis. And then the third thing, and not be afraid of failure, because failure is not failure. It's just feedback. It teaches you what doesn't work so you can be successful in the next try. And the third thing is that, you know, none of us are going to be successful in a vacuum. You have to surround yourself with a tremendous amount of, you know, relationships with other people. Because the more people you know, the more access you have to information and to opportunities. And along those lines, I think it's very important to look at the attitudes of the people you spend time with. Because they say you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Are the people you're spending time with, do they have a positive attitude? Are they people that you're learning and growing from? If not, I would encourage you to rethink your network. Because if you want to be a better tennis player, what do?
You go play
tennis with somebody that's better than you.
Yeah.
And careers are the same way. And the other thing is to have relationships with people where they'll be honest with you about feedback. I'm amazed at how many times people are walking around for 15 years before somebody gives them some candid feedback about things they need to work on.
Yes.
And
I interviewed a
lot of men for my book as well, and I asked them, I said, if you could change one thing about women, what would it be? And the most common thing that came up is quit taking it so personal. They said, I don't even want to give feedback to a woman because she won't speak to me afterwards. And, you know, I wanted to say to them, well, you know, you might want to think about how you wrap that feedback. But I do think there are lessons there, too, for women, and that is that if somebody's willing to be candid with you and give you feedback, you should really embrace that. But the most important relationship you have is the one you have with yourself. And I tell people that I think that in managing and balancing that relationship, there's three things you should focus on. And the first one kind of goes back to what you said initially, and that's prioritization. You know, I tell people, if you want to have balance in your life, you got to learn to prioritize and figure out what's most important to you, which goes back to beginning within.
Yes, and knowing what you want, and then you can work backwards from that.
Absolutely, and saying no to things that don't take you down that path. So learn to prioritize. The second thing is to outsource. You know, you don't have to do everything yourself. You don't have to clean your house. You know, when I was a busy executive, I either had a dirty house or somebody else was cleaning my house.
You know, that's a really good point that you make. You know, get help. It does take a village, though, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, my husband's idea of a home-cooked meal is something that walks in the house in a sack.
And there, you know, whether you have somebody cleaning your house or have help or sharing the chores with a neighbor or a friend, there are so many ways to just really use your village to help you in your path. We're going to be right back. This is Dr. Daria on ShareCare Radio. Stay tuned for more with Becky Blaylock.